Chapter 3. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For they shall add length of days, and long life and peace to you. Do not let mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them upon the tablet of your heart. And so you shall find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to your navel, and marrow to your bones. Honor the Lord with your substance, and with the first fruits of all your increase. And your barns shall be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, even as a father corrects the son in whom he delights. Blessed is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gets understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the gain from silver, and its produce more than the gain of fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you can desire are not to be compared with her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone who holds her fast. The Lord has founded the earth by wisdom. By understanding he has established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, and they shall be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Then you shall walk in your way safely, and your foot shall not stumble. When you lie down, you shall not be afraid. Yea, you shall lie down, and your sleep shall be sweet. Have no fear of sudden disaster, nor of the desolation of the wicked when it comes. For the Lord shall be your confidence, and shall keep your foot from being taken. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in the power of your hand to do it. Do not say to your neighbor, "Go and come back again, and tomorrow I will give," when you have it with you. Do not plan evil against your neighbor, since he dwells trustingly by you. Do not strive with a man without cause, if he has done you no harm. Do not envy the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the crooked man is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the righteous. Surely he scorns the scorners, but he gives grace to the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools.